Good. I like that song.
Yeah, racking out.
I like it better than the last song.
Yeah, the last song was hard to beat, but I think we just did.
You didn't like that song, so don't pretend like you did.
Yeah, it was a shitty song.
News and updates. Apparently,
updates. Update, we had, first of all, avoiding people, episode
14.
14 or
13? Yeah, I thought it was 12, or I thought it was 13, or 12 last.
It's 14. 14. Okay.
It's 14.
With
Don.
And MJ.
Okay, good. God damn it. And apparently, we had someone from Germany download this
right.
podcast.
So,
and someone from Japan who
really?
Hopefully speaks English. Otherwise, they're just.
Otherwise, they're just listening to the tone
right.
of our voice. It's really all
not really understanding
is.
Anything.
Either way, konnichiwa.
Thanks.
And arigato.
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön for the German.
Right.
And arigato for Japan.
I think that's Chinese.
That's Japan.
Who
Japanese.
Cares?
Who cares indeed? But I'll tell you what I care about, that as we were just talking about, the commercials of the Super Bowl this year.
I'm sure that matters to the Japanese and the German guy that we just mentioned.
Yeah, well,
great transition, because they have
they'd
the
see
Super
it,
Bowl.
They'd see it online.
I'm sure they would.
Online.
They love commercials. What about them?
They sucked this year.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Some of them are good, but they're never all great.
No,
you know
of course
what I mean?
Not. There's always going to be crappier ones.
And
so you
hope
compare.
That the person, that they spend it on. Like, last time they had the heroes people doing all those, like, superpowers and stuff.
Yeah. That was I didn't like that one too much, but that's just because I don't like heroes now
oh.
anymore. I hate
but
that
But the time
show.
You did.
At the time I did, yeah.
Right.
But now I'm boycotting it.
Why?
Because it's a
it's
piece
like
of
Lost.
Shit show. No, it's just all the plot twists and holes. They never, you know,
that's
they
lost.
Never obey their own rules.
That's Lost.
They never, they constantly introduce, kill, and then reintroduce characters.
Lost.
It's like, it, okay, fine.
It's Lost.
It's Lost. And
I had the same
I don't
problem
watch
with Lost
that either,
back then.
And I wouldn't now if I had. And
yeah.
Heroes, I've watched all the volumes up until now. I literally recorded it and everything. And
then you
just
delete them?
Yeah, I delete them when I'm done watching them.
So you do watch them?
Yeah. I'm saying now,
oh, okay.
starting now, I'm boycotting
it. Oh, okay.
Because it sucks.
Right. It's like Lost. I had the same thing with Lost. I was like, oh, this Lost show is so great or whatever. Where are these dinosaurs coming from? There's no dinosaurs. It's a smoke monster. Where's this polar bear coming from? Warthog, John Locke, and he can, they're all philosophers and stuff, and then all this stuff. But now it just sucks. And they're just
yeah.
scrambling to piece it all together.
Yeah.
The people.
Yeah.
It's shameful.
At least they're trying to piece it together.
They're not like, even doing that with Heroes.
Yeah, they're not. I feel like the plot just gets bigger and bigger, and everybody
well,
just
have
keeps
to.
Like splashing around it like some big fucking mud puddle.
Well, my problem with Heroes is why does everyone get different superpowers? Why aren't they all getting like the same one?
Some of them do. Like they
like
they'll
similar.
Yeah, like you know, there are people. There's a bunch that can just fly. Like that's their superpower. There's a couple of them that are you can't kill. You know, they just like regenerate constantly, which I do think would be fun. That's the whole thing that intrigued me about the show and would make me watch. It's what made me. Push through all the bullshit until now I can't stand it anymore.
Too much bullshit
it, exactly.
has weighed on top of you.
Exactly, but the premise, oh, it was great. Just randos waking up one day with powers. Oh,
randos?
I wait, randos.
Is that a term?
It's randoms.
I know what it means. Thank you. I was watching Fight Science.
As always.
Yeah. Well, I love the Discovery Channel. I don't know why no one else watches it.
It's a great... I'm addicted
no one likes
to Planet
to learn.
Earth on HDTV.
Well, that's good. What is Planet? Are they just show scenes
yeah.
from?
You've never seen Planet Earth, and you
no.
watch the Discovery Channel all the time. You're full of shit.
Well,
they
no, I watch National Geographic, Nat Geo, because
oh.
they shorten things. Cause that's cool now.
Yeah, like
shorten
randos.
Things, right? Evidently, they had the Fight Science,
mm-hmm.
right? And they had one of the guys getting kicked in the nuts. And obviously, they didn't actually have him get kicked in the nuts. They had him wear a cup. I have a problem with cups.
Yeah.
They don't do anything. They just splash the damage out to the rest of your junk.
And they're not comfy.
No, they're not.
They're restricting.
Did you ever take karate?
No.
Did you take any kind of martial arts thing?
No.
Yeah, they do that as a kid. I don't know. Maybe it's a suburban thing that you're like, oh, you know, my kids will teach them karate. And it's always karate. It's never like, you know, ninjutsu or
oh,
something.
Oh, yeah. No, well.
Nothing sweet.
I do.
Like Krav Maga.
I do work with two, or at Banana Republic, two coworkers of mine, they're both Filipino, and they both have taken extensive, like, jiu-jitsu.
When they take Muay Thai? That's what Filipinos do? That's the elbow one.
I guess.
That's what I'm making
that
with my...
That was why you were moving your elbows so
motions,
crazily.
Right. No one else can see
no,
that.
Well, maybe. I don't know. They take something, and
that's
either way...
That's Thailand, sorry.
Jiu-jitsu, or is it... I don't even know what it is. Something
do the thing
ends
with
a
stick,
su-
right?
Maybe.
Are you sure they're Filipino?
I'm sure they're Filipino.
They
that's
might do that
I'm
thing
sure
with the twirling of the legs or whatever.
Ong bak.
No. That's Muay Thai.
Breakdancing?
No, the Brazilian, like, they have that, the feet one, where they just twirl around on the...
That's soccer.
No, it's not soccer. It's similar. I'm sure they train soccer, and then they do this. It's basically just Brazilian guys just twirling around with their legs, and they just use their feet a lot.
Really?
Yeah. They had that Street Fighter guy who's really tall. He's kind of Jamaican-like. I don't know, maybe he was Jamaican.
That sounds interesting.
Jamaican people?
Well, yeah, that and fighting with your feet only.
Well, they're on their backs the whole time.
They're on their backs the whole time?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I have that wrong.
And they're just kicking each other?
Yeah! They just kick.
That doesn't sound interesting at all. It sounds lame. It sounds like Why? Watching...
It's a lot of kicking.
Yeah, but it's like watching...
That's seven times the force, the power of your regular punches.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm not interested in boxing. Do you like boxing?
Yeah, I do.
I don't like
the old boxing. I don't watch it now, but...
What do you mean, the old boxing?
You know, like Muhammad Ali.
Cinderella Man?
Yeah. With Jim Braddock. Yeah.
Yeah.
With Russell Crowe.
Right, with Russell Crowe.
Right, but yeah, Jim Braddock was good. Yeah. There's another movie with Mickey Ward, who's an older boxer. He's coming out.
Did you think Mickey Rourke, and that was actually the wrestler? That's okay. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no. That's
Don't worry about it. Understandably, the confusion.
You're right. Yeah, the mistake. No, yeah. I'm actually talking about a movie with Christian Bale and Mark Wahlberg called The Irish or something like that.
It's not a movie.
The Fighter. The Fighter is
what The Fighter
called.
Makes
yeah.
more sense. Is yeah. The Irish?
Yeah,
that's
no.
Boondock Saints.
Right, I know.
Sorry.
Did you see the sequel to that?
No, everyone says it sucks.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. I didn't see
why?
It. But I was watching the original.
But why do they make it? They always do this.
They
always do this.
Yeah, all movies that don't need sequel. I mean, look at The Matrix. That's the perfect example.
Yeah.
They made a trilogy out
but
of
they,
it.
But well, they planned a trilogy, though.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't. They planned one movie, and they
made it. The Wachowski brothers?
Yes, they planned one movie, and then, because it was such a huge hit, they were forced to make another, and they decided to make it into a trilogy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and hence the second two movies blew.
Well, obviously, because you're just forced to make a script.
Yeah, I know. Even so, if it's their job, you know, like if someone
they should
says,
do
okay,
something
make,
better.
Make a script. I mean, some people like them and everything.
What's that
like
new
that,
movie coming out with the same guy who made Batman? The new Batman?
Oh, it's called Inception
with
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Just the name itself
yeah,
sounds great.
He always has good names, that, like one-word titles, Prestige, Memento. Yeah.
Memento's great. I love that movie.
I haven't seen that one.
You haven't seen Memento?
No, and I've tried to a bunch of times. Like, I downloaded it and stuff. I never got around to watching it.
But you can watch 8 hours of The Wire and... Well, actually, that...
Dexter.
Dexter, right.
Four seasons of Dexter.
Didn't you say...
Solid.
See, here's the thing. I told Don, I said, Don... Just watch one episode a day or one episode a week, and you'll get through it, and you can do your homework and stuff. And then a week later, with 10 episodes left, or 5 days later with 10 episodes left, he goes, you lied. What's her name died or whatever.
Yeah,
and I was
season
like,
four was,
yeah,
season
I did.
Four was
as
done
did you.
In 2 days.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. See, I can do
you can't
what you
power through.
I can do what you suggested with The Wire. I can watch an episode of that a day and be satisfied and pace myself. With Dexter, I was already done with season three. I had one season left. I wasn't going to pace myself.
Why
I
not?
Wanted to know.
But you have to now you have to
Plus,
wait a full year.
Yeah, I know, but you know, it was great while it lasted. And there's other things to fill the void, you know.
Like The Wire. Which like, more people should watch. So good.
A Song of Ice and Fire.
I don't know what that is.
That's the book series
I've
been telling you about with
George R. R.
Martin.
Oh, right, those books.
I would compare that book series to The Wire.
As everyone does.
It's fantastic. Really?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna drink
I just did that and I made a loud
wow.
noise.
What an asshole.
What's the why?
Just because it's unprofessional.
It's not unprofessional. What
yeah,
do you know?
It is.
First of all,
it's
what
grotesque.
Do you know about professionalism?
I
all
don't
right?
know much,
That's
but I know
right.
you don't slurp in a microphone.
I'm a professional.
Yeah.
And you are not.
I'm professional.
Who came with music? Accidentally. That song you
if
heard?
You like
that
song? That
was mine.
That was from the depths of MJ's backpack.
That's
last
correct.
Minute Scrabble.
Thank you. I'm proud of it.
Do you enjoy Scrabble or board games of that sort
yeah,
anymore?
I want to, though.
Yeah, right? You know, you do
I
want
to.
A part of me
because
wants to as well.
Because I think, well, first of all, it's cheaper than video games. Video games are so fucking expensive. And they keep coming out with so many goddamn good ones.
Oh, absolutely. That's why. Because they can afford to make them so expensive, people are still going to buy them.
So aggravating. And we just need one system, not this PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, Wii bullshit.
They can't do that. One system would just monopolize the whole
we'll
thing.
We'll then have two, because three is too many.
Well, nobody really buys. Well, I can't even say nobody buys the Wii anymore. My sister's just got one.
They, why don't you have one?
No, well,
didn't
I do,
you have one?
No, I didn't. Not before. I mean, my dad did, and I don't live with him, so occasionally I go over there. But
play
they,
some Mario Party.
Yeah,
I burned a hole in my palm to play in that game.
Mario Party.
Do you ever play Mario Party?
No.
Really?
Really.
On the N64, you know that joystick thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One of their games...
I was wondering how you burnt a hole in your
well,
hand.
I'll tell you, one of their games was this thing where you had to, like, roll, like, the joystick.
Rotate the joystick,
exactly.
Yeah.
I was so goddamn fast at the game, because everyone else played it smart, playing
with
the thumb.
The thumb, but you just...
Dumbasses, right. All right? I won every game. Just rubbing...
But you looked, like a you looked like a retard.
Everyone looked like a retard playing that game. But the point is, I went insanely fast, and then there's just a huge, like...
blister.
Just, yeah.
blister was
huge,
what it
was. Fucking blister. And then I was like, you could see through like the clear part of the skin, and then it went down to like the muscle area where it's all like red and
grotesque.
Stuff. It was awful.
Was there pus? Was there liquid?
Probably.
Gross.
And then I think my mom, fucking lawyer. I mean, I shouldn't say that about my mom, but lawyers do this where, like, it was my fault because I played like a dumbass. Uh-huh. I played well, obviously. I won all the games, but I played like a dumbass.
Right, you sacrificed
and then
your own
she
well-being.
Wrote a letter to them, and I'm sure other parents did as well.
Them being
Nintendo.
Okay.
Saying, hey, you should provide a glove or say something at the beginning of the game about this thing or whatever. And so then they came out with a glove that you get to buy or whatever so that you can do that motion without sacrificing the palm of your hand.
Well, there you go. You say it's stupid, but she wrote a letter
stupid.
And she got something done.
Yeah, but I was at fault. And so Nintendo now has to make this game glove or whatever that they give away for free just so that they can actually...
Boo-hoo. So they make a lot of parents stop complaining about their kids.
Parents should stop complaining about their kids in general.
Never going to happen.
That's my point.
Okay.
They should start doing that.
They should start stopping caring about their
kids. Yes. Nintendo should just say, stop being a whiny bitch. Your kid
Instead
bought our
making
game.
This glove, we will respond.
Right.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Hey,
Not
your
going
son's
to happen.
A dumbass. No one said anything about you have to play a certain way. And if he wanted to win, these are the price. This is the price he paid. And I paid that price.
Yeah.
Don't you think that would be a better society instead of everyone suing the asses off of each other?
No, I don't think that would be a better society.
How would it not?
Where mothers don't care about their kids.
No, they care, but
no,
you know
I
what
don't
you say?
Think that would be a better Wait,
slap MJ, yeah, how old were you when this happened?
13 or 14?
You're old enough to know.
Thank you. Thank you, Lou.
Well,
I wasn't
I'm sorry. I forgot. I didn't ask that question. That's a very important question. Thank you,
Dr. Lou.
I was
12 or 13.
I was assuming you were like a 7, 8-year-old kid. You're 13?
Yeah.
What the fuck is the matter with you? Don't you have any like presence of self-being?
That's right.
No. You're working your hand till there's a hole in it just to play a fucking game?
Well, I won every game.
Yeah. Oh, who did you play? Did you play against one person?
I played against my cousins.
Cousins.
And they
That's
were...
important. That's well, important.
Listen, you're agreeing with me now that I was the dumbass.
Yeah,
thank
I do.
You. Okay,
well,
good.
That was never really in question. What I was saying was thank that you. It was okay that your mom wrote that letter
no,
because
wasn't.
I thought her kid, who maybe hadn't thought of all the outcomes and
nope.
everything like that, this 8-year-old was playing this video game system
nope.
and you know kind of worked it.
Nope.
Yeah,
it's
13 years
thank
old.
Thank you.
That is your fault.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And your mom did baby you a little bit.
She definitely did. Hmm. I want to punch her right in the face. I'm too babied. You have no idea what it's like. I never got in a fight.
Apple teenies.
It's quite.
And then you drink apple teenies now, and
that is a personal choice. And I'm glad I made that personal choice because they taste delicious, and I will never, ever, ever apologize for that. No,
fine.
What's
no
wrong
asking.
With wanting something to taste good?
Nothing's wrong with something wanting to taste good. Just. Keep that in the privacy of your own home. You go out, you embarrass
well,
yourself
all,
by
that?
Ordering an apple teeny.
I don't
go out
order
an
apple teeny anymore.
Hey, oh, hold on one second.
Unless...
Here, what do you want? You want an apple teeny? Two apple teenies,
make it
please.
Two.
Yeah, make it two apple
Put
teenies.
It in a rocks glass for
yeah.
me.
Oh, you know what? Why don't you bring out, you know, four. Let's go crazy tonight. Let's go crazy tonight.
Well, I don't want them all at once.
Yeah, I know. Well,
otherwise I'm a slush.
It's like sipping a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, and they taste great. So
yeah,
I should
but
be drinking
sacrifice
beer,
your nuts
which tastes
when
like...
you drink those things.
No, I
sacrifice. You might as well just check them at the door.
I have
put
already.
Them in the jar with the keys.
Well, here's the thing. I don't care because they taste great. Okay, well, every guy is like mad, like, oh, this beer sucks.
You don't drink shitty beer. You
I
drink
hate
beer.
Pilsners, whatever they are. Pilsners? What
there
the
is a
fuck
Pilsner
are
beer.
Pilsners?
Pilsner.
What the fuck are they?
Well, there is a Pilsner Urquell. That's a style of beer. But Pilsner itself is like a, I don't know, it's like a way a beer is
No one knows what
like
it
that.
Is.
Yeah,
that's
100. I couldn't tell
that's
you for
right.
sure.
That's right. Thank you.
I'm not an expert.
I'm sure some asshole would know, and he's like, well, actually, the Pilsner is the herb, or it is the way that it is processed. I'm like, who the fuck cares? Because it sucks.
Okay.
I
so
hate Pilsners.
The point, okay, fine. So you don't
The point
like
you're
Pilsners.
Making is that I make, I'm a chick, basically, because I drink chicky beers
apple
and gay beers.
You don't drink beer. You drink apple teenies.
Well, whatever.
And
gay
apple
drinks.
Teenies were made for women.
That's right.
Men
to make
drink
them
alcohol
drunk
to get fucked up.
So that women
it
can
doesn't
take
matter what it tastes like.
So that women could take advantage of me, and then I'm actually in the right place.
So your logic is you want to drink apple teenies so you can get taken advantage of by
right.
females.
That's right. That's right. See, you're not thinking all the way around.
Now I
okay?
see.
Okay. See, guys drink beer so they can get somewhat fucked up, but then drunk
then do
not
the take advantage.
Exactly. So that the women drink all the great tasting alcoholic drinks, then the guys pounce with enough still of a boner because obviously you get too drunk, you're just gonna lose that wood.
That's true.
Now,
aren't you ever worried about that with apple teenies?
No.
Well, you should be.
No, because
it seems like if you're going to be taking advantage.
Because I pop a few Viagra in there just in case.
Hmm. That is how women rape guys. You know what? They do. They give them a little cocktail with Viagra and roofie. Then and they pass out, and then they have wood, and the women just rape them.
That wouldn't be rape.
How do you know this?
Don took a class.
I took a class. How to rape
How
a guy.
To rape other men.
It was like a 6-week course. It was, you know, no big thing. We had to get our pharmacist license and everything like that.
You think it'd just be like,
well, there's
you know,
a lot to it. Well, there's a lot of situations that get involved. Right. Like, you know, like what happens if a neighbor sees? What happens if the cops are called? You know, how do you excuse, you know, all the lube?
All
like
the lube.
Rampant.
Right.
You know, how do you, you know, it's a lot of,
how to move from the ballpark to the house.
Plus, you know, the teacher was on the move, you know, so like he was never in one place for more than 6 weeks at a time. He's wanted.
Right, of course.
I think pretty heavily.
Right. Did you get raped in this class?
Yeah, we raped each other.
Right, to know what it's like.
Exactly.
Like how a police officer,
you know, like
gets
one
stunned.
Week I would rape my partner, and then the next week he would rape
trades
me.
Off.
And then, we, you know, like the third week we would just talk about it.
Okay, good.
You know, so yeah, it was. But either way,
pros
that's.
Pros and cons. You
right,
know,
the pros
what,
and cons,
you know,
what,
you,
what I would do differently,
exactly.
What worked, what didn't work.
It's a good move.
Thank you.
That's a good move.
Well, he thought so. Anyway.
Can you sign up for this still, or did you, how'd you find about it?
Well, I was word of mouth type of thing.
Well,
but
a lot more than just word of mouth.
Right. Once the class started.
Cock in
anyway,
mouth, if you'd say. Dork in mouth.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
The things you could find on Craigslist.
Exactly.
I've been considering, could you go on Craigslist and be like, I'm going to sell my baby, and then turn it around, and then you have a sting operation, and be like, gotcha. You know what I mean? Would anyone fall for that?
I doubt it.
Really?
I don't think anyone would fall for it. Well, somebody might. Like, somebody might be like, yeah, I could use me a kid.
First of all, why are they always from the South?
Just because they fall for things in the South.
But they have so many kids anyways.
Yeah, I guess.
I was reading this email from this person, and they said they were just asking about, like helpful hints. Or they were asking for an opinion, and the guy, they were like, I have a mom, I have, you know, 9 kids. I was like, 9 kids? Holy fuck. There's your main problem right there about your finances, lady. She's like, I'm not making enough money. Why are you not making 9 kids? There's no way you can make enough money. I will never make enough money to support 9 kids.
There are 11 kids in my family.
I know.
Are you expecting me to back your thing here?
You know it's true.
Yeah.
We have kids.
Yeah, I do know it's true, but... Fucking, that sucks. What do you want me to say? People aren't going to stop fucking.
I would
whether or not they
I'd
can
like
pay for the
to
kids.
Snuff out your dad
just get
or
the,
your mom.
Just get
one
the
of
tubes
the two.
Tied. They
That's,
don't need to
my,
stop.
My mom tied her tubes. My dad
and
snuffed
still,
it out.
Or no, this is after the
yes after,
well, after
the 11.
You, okay, well,
after
great.
The damage
after I
is
shot
done.
Everyone in the house. Well, yeah,
okay,
I'm
well,
gonna turn
learn,
in the gun.
You learn from your mistakes. Okay.
After the fourth, I think they would have been like, you know what, honey? I think our egg and sperm is too potent.
Too potent.
Yeah, that's indeed. Right. Do you have any twins or anything like
yeah.
that? Okay,
yeah.
How many?
One set of twins.
Okay, well, that's just... So you have 9 other times that they banged and then they had cranked out kids.
Well, not necessarily. My stepmom had 2 kids before she was married to my dad. My stepdad had a kid before he married my mom. So my mom and dad actually only made 2 kids. And then my dad and stepmom made 2 kids
oh my God.
Before my dad, you know, stepped in and... Snippity doodah.
Right, of course. What is wrong with your family?
What's wrong with your family?
Okay. You got me on that one, Don.
Hey,
I don't know how to respond to that.
Hey, it was rough. We had several kids growing up, but nobody ever burnt a hole in their fucking hand playing N64
That's
with
right.
a cousin.
Because you couldn't afford an N64.
Oh, we had an N64.
Because
we
your dad
played
stole
outside.
It from someplace
okay.
or something like that. Right.
Dad, just because he has a lot of kids
they
does not mean
They had an N64,
steals.
But not enough remote
That's
remote
right.
ports
That's
for
right.
it.
He had to run 3 of
Only
them.
Only 4 at a time could
That's
play.
Right.
That was their biggest problem with it.
That should never be a problem. When Nintendo is like, you know what? 4, that's not enough. We need to have another plug-in so we can
An
add
attachment.
8 other goddamn...
What is Y connector?
Yeah.
Those things?
Yeah. But we need 5 of them so that the Don
Just
family,
so everybody
so the
can
Kleppen
play.
Family can play.
The Kleppens.
For the Kleppens.
Gotta love it.
No.
Yeah, you do.
Because it's part
of... We just got everybody else Game Boys. So
that's
they can,
right.
You know,
oh,
they could
Boy.
All have their own thing.
Can we... I need to found some kind of...
I need to found... What do you mean?
Like a foundation. I need to found something.
Not, I thought you
I
were
need,
trying to
no,
say I need to
no,
find
no, no,
something.
No, no, no. I need to found. I need, to, I need to create a foundation of people that like retro games. Now, not retro arcade games, which is another sort of thing, but like Game Boy stuff.
What do you mean exactly?
Like Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon's awesome.
Yeah. But no one plays it.
People play. I still play.
You don't play it because I asked you for these things and you will not fucking provide me with any goddamn thing.
There's a very vast difference. I'm not giving it to you because when the urge strikes me to play, I want to have it.
You're not going to play.
I will play.
When's the last time you played?
Summer.
Bullshit.
It's not bullshit. I still have the game on there.
Been a
and
year,
I will
then.
Probably play again this summer.
Yeah, something. Hey, Lou, did you ever play a Game Boy?
No,
I didn't think so.
We never played
the
Game
Hispanic.
Game,
is it just white people doing this now?
Game, video games? No, black people
no.
Love video games.
Well,
but Pokemon?
Yeah,
white
Pokemon.
Nation
that's
kids,
what. Yeah.
White
oh
Nation
my
kids,
god,
primarily.
The black people love video games.
Black people love video games.
I went to GameStop on Saturday.
Are you serious?
Madden,
they spend their
they
time.
Love FPS.
NBA.
Well.
FPS.
Well, FPS, like first-person shooters and stuff.
Oh.
They love modern
oh, yeah,
warfare
for sure.
And stuff,
modern
right?
Warfare.
Well, it's training and whatnot.
True.
You know.
You know who else likes video games? Lesbians. I'm not
well,
even
that would
exaggerating.
Make sense.
That's it's I feel like I found more lesbians on Xbox Live than I even care.
Are you sure they just didn't say they were lesbians?
No, I mean in person.
Oh.
Like I meet lesbians and find out that they're subscribed on Xbox Live.
Where are you meeting all these lesbians from?
Well, one of my good friends.
He goes to gay bars.
Yeah, hits the gay bars. A lot of Appletinis going around the gay bars
well,
too.
Maybe
let
I should
you.
Start going.
Yeah,
there.
You should hit it up.
I'm sure.
But anyway, one of my good friends, his sister's a lesbian, although she hasn't admitted it to anybody yet.
Except you.
And no, she hasn't admitted. To herself.
And how
either,
do you know?
She's a lesbian. I know.
How do you know she's a lesbian?
My gaydar is so far beyond anything.
Gays have gaydar. White people. Okay, well, white people. Straight people don't have gaydar, but
straight
apparently
do
you
have
do. What makes you think she's a lesbian?
Just. Okay, first of all, the Xbox Live account. She's good at video games. She keeps her hair very short. She's great at sports. She likes to eat veg.
Okay, well, that actually is a lesbian, so never mind. What were they thinking?
Another one was the girl I was just messing around with, my coworker. Her sister, her younger sister, is a lesbian. She is also extremely good at Xbox Live, has a lot of the same games.
Are your sisters into sports?
One of them, I'm pretty sure, will become a lesbian. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. And now, I don't know if my gaydar is, you know, it's just, you know, it's
it might
like,
be tweaked a little
because
yeah,
exactly,
it's got the family,
it's family.
Thing. Right,
it's like,
yeah.
it goes off and I'm like,
right.
is it real? No, I don't know.
Yeah.
But in all
well,
other cases.
Well, playing the odds of 10 kids, you're going to get one of them is going
to
be gay.
One of them has to be. It's
right.
in the genes.
Yeah.
It's in the genes.
1 out of 10.
Yeah, 1 in 10
that's,
is gay.
I think that's
right.
that's a statistic.
Yeah.
That is a statistic. I think that's a statistic, too.
Like, it's
yeah.
real.
Yeah.
1 out of 10
well, you know,
persons in America.
Looks like the Don family will be complete. Don, just fucking fix the connector.
I did. It's fixed.
All right, great. Awesome. Stop fucking trying to.
It's fixed now.
Stop doing it.
Okay.
Is it not fixed?
No, it's fixed.
Oh, my God.
I got it.
Such
what
an abortion.
The hell are you guys doing
Don
over there with
is a fucking
Sorry.
Shitty. He has a shitty connection, and so he's like trying to. Like do it while
Again,
he's talking and
trying
not,
to be professional.
Right, trying
to
not
do
let
that.
Anyone know about this. All right,
not let anybody know about it. And yeah, also not.
And I'll call you out.
In
I'm
the
not smoking a
better?
Bong or doing. That's more like it. Thank you. Anyways,
yeah, go ahead. Do whatever you're gonna do.
People are saying I want. You know what? I think podcasts are coming up to be the new revolution and things. And let me tell you why. Once we get cars with internet.
Mm.
People are gonna start downloading stuff.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. And
oh,
they're gonna
yeah.
go. Here's what they're gonna do. They're gonna go to A's obviously because that's the first letter.
Internet in the cars would be a problem with porn.
Oh my god.
Think about driving while there's
well,
porn on.
Oh my god, I never thought.
Well,
about
people
that.
Already driving do that when the ones that got TV.
People
in their,
already do that.
Oh yeah, you're right. That's
people are
stupid.
Already driving beat off.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know how they do that.
Well, with the TV and the steering wheel.
No, but I don't understand how you. What's the point? Why would you drive and beat off?
Why not?
Well, because
by
I'm
the
trying
time you
to
get
go
to the girl's house, then you're on your second
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
You
last
longer. You look like a champ.
Stud.
Champ, right.
Boom.
Right.
It's basically just being
right, but
smart.
Your pants
what
are
it is.
Tack welded to your junk for the first 10
no,
seconds.
No, whip it out.
Whip what out?
Your peeper.
You're dork.
Well, first of all, Don doesn't wear.
You're dork.
All, Don doesn't wear underwear, so that's not a problem, is it?
No, it isn't a problem.
I don't know how you function.
What do you mean?
Just as a,
free as a bird.
As a society, what is wrong with you?
Oh, you're the first person who's ever called me a society.
Well, because as a society, I think we should all shame you into. All right, one of my coworkers just got pregnant, right? She's like, she's 18, 19, or something like that.
Okay.
She doesn't have.
You do not approve.
No, I don't. Of course not. But because I'm old timey. Because well, here's
see
the,
it on your
so
face
she,
and hear it in your voice.
Or a Republican.
Yeah, or both.
Well, Republicans are old timey, but so she's not married to this guy. They're just boyfriend and girlfriend. Now here's my question. Everyone's like, oh, it's so great, and they're all talking. No one's like, hey, bitch, you just got pregnant, and you have no idea as to how you're gonna take care of this kid. You're not done with college. You're at a part-time job. So what? Your parents are going to take care of him? You're going to take care of him? You and your boyfriend are going to get married?
No, idiot. We're going to take care of him with our
taxes.
Right.
That's right. Fucking taxes are going to pay for it.
Yeah, you're right. And yeah, I don't approve of 18-year-olds having kids. I think it's a horribly stupid decision. But I do have a nephew, and my stepsister is 19 years old. I think I think she turned 20.
Didn't
she
just
want to
throw it down the stairs?
Yes. Yes, I did. But
you didn't do
my stepmom would have killed me.
Well, if she was not aware of it, then you would have gotten
away
with
it. She would have noticed.
Right, you standing
eventually
at the top of the stairs.
With this maniacal look.
Yes.
Staring
good
over my stepsister's corpse.
Just waiting.
Right, just counting the taxes that you're going to save.
Before it happened, yeah. Just marking all this down.
Right.
A big target at the bottom of the stairs.
Right, a big X. That's going to be a problem. Noticed. No, but whatever happened to this? Like, why are we doing this now?
Kids are having kids at 13, 14 years old.
My idea. Okay. 13. But let me tell you something. All right, 13 is a government plan.
Okay.
Now, 13... we're going to give you that shot or whatever that makes you stop having kids or whatever. Not tie your tubes.
Right.
And not condoms.
It's not permanent. It's
exactly. It's like a 3 month or a 3 week thing. No, 3 month thing. And then you got to get it every 3 months. Now you keep coming back.
What's going to get them to keep coming back?
We pay you money. We pay people enough money to want to have kids or whatever like that. We'll pay them more money not to have them.
We pay enough money with Medicaid and welfare.
Yeah, exactly.
All that
So get to the source. The source of the problem is kids and idiots having kids.
I would vote for this guy.
Thank you.
I would actually vote for that too.
That's a great idea.
This is one thing I'm not going to knock you on.
Thank you.
Because
it's a great idea.
I do not approve of anyone younger than I think
35.
I was going to say 25 because I think that there are some, but case by case, I think there's some reasons.
Course.
I think I'm sure there are extenuating circumstances to make somebody want to have a family that early.
Yeah.
But I think before 25, you're just fooling yourself and
you think it's
sucking
a pet,
the economy
basically.
And your family dry.
Right. And you think it's a pet of some sort. You're like, I'm going to care for it. Everyone's like, oh, she's going to be a great mom. No, she's not. She's an idiot.
I know, that's the one thing.
And now she's going to be a great mom? No.
Yeah. I know.
There's books and classes and all this stuff that you not need to take, but helpful.
Yeah,
to take.
I know. And I mean, like, I love my family, all of them. It's just, but I mean, like, my stepsister like hated our younger brothers too for so long.
You know what I mean?
Like, the little ones, my dad and stepmom's kids, the ones that were running around. She was like, I'm gonna punch that little fucker in the face. And then all of a sudden, she's pregnant. She's about to have a kid. I'm like, are you gonna be okay left alone with your new baby? Are
right.
you gonna drown this fucking
Shut
thing?
Shut the fuck up.
But I mean, she cares about it enough and whatever, but it's like, if it wasn't for my dad and stepmom, she wouldn't have a hope in the world.
That's right.
Wouldn't have a hope in the world.
Is she living with them?
She's living with them, but for a while she lived with her husband, who's in the Army. He was based out of Hawaii, so she lived in Hawaii.
What is
Hawaii.
With the Army? Just getting
wasn't
everyone
that, but
pregnant.
But it wasn't that nice, too. She gets pregnant and gets to go move to Hawaii. Doesn't have to go to school.
That's
lives on this beautiful island. And she didn't have the kid at the time. She was just there being pregnant.
Right. But Hawaii is just a lot of meth heads, so it's not that great.
Who cares? At least you're on a beach. There are meth heads all over the fucking city, too. I'd rather be on a beach.
Tranny loving Marines.
Yeah.
What was that?
Tranny loving Marines, apparently.
That's all that's in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
Tranny loving Marines.
I think they go to the Thailand for that, actually.
Yeah,
the lady boys.
I've heard there's a lot of trannies. You know, there's a lot of trannies around here, though, if you're interested.
Why do you know this? Why do you know this?
Well, this one was tipped off to me by a gay coworker of mine, and he just said that.
Are you sure he's gay?
Positive. And this isn't me. This is not my gaydar. This is him.
His gaydar.
This is him. His flamboyance just
right.
bleeding all over everybody.
While wearing a scarf and just being like, oh.
Loves it. This is what he said last week when he found out a scarf went on sale. So him and my manager, who was extraordinarily
hot.
Okay,
and
she just goes, oh, Frankie, this scarf is calling your name. And this is what he says. He's a gay Asian man. He just comes up, grabs it, and says, oh, it totes is. Does anyone know what that means? It totes is?
I was going to be totally.
It totally
yeah,
is.
Totally,
I know.
That's what I was
but
assuming.
But even so, it's like, who abbreviates totally? You fuck. But I do. Frankie's a good guy. Oh. He's funny. But otherwise.
Everyone loves
the
case.
The apartment. Lionhead Pub.
Yeah.
And
that,
the apartment.
Really,
the club. Yes.
No
I've
way.
Been to,
way.
I've been to the bottom.
No.
Way.
Really?
What?
Apparently, it's a big tranny hangout.
Why?
Big time. Don't ask me why.
Isn't that in Lincoln Park?
Yes, it is. It's right off. It's right off of Lincoln near Clark Street.
Apparently, wow. Right next to Tranny Park.
Right. Yeah, but trust me, I used to go there all the time.
Me too.
You may
and,
have danced with some trannies and not even known it.
I really try
you
not to think
even
about
not,
that.
Yeah, that's right. Just think about that now, Don.
Really try not to think about
that's right.
that.
She was like,
the questionable lump on my thigh.
Right.
I was like, well, you know, I'm sure that's a cell phone.
That's a tailbone.
At least it was in herpes.
Right.
Exactly. You know, I'll take the, you know, the trying experience over the lasting herpes any day. Any day.
Why did he tell you this?
Because I told him I was going to the apartment.
Oh, and he's like, weekend. Oh, there's a bunch of trannies there.
Yeah, he said you might want to watch out.
Why
for
did
that.
The gays know
so did
this
you
stuff?
Go?
Not that weekend. No, right. Absolutely
like, well,
not.
Sign
I haven't
me
been
up.
Back, to tell you the truth. I realized that was like a month ago. I found out I haven't been
you
back.
You haven't been back there yet?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry. It's not exactly a ringing advertisement.
Tranny?
Yeah, really. Tranny hangout ground.
Tranny park.
What would you call something like tranny hunting ground? That's what I would call it.
Tranny hunting ground?
Yeah. Tranny hunting.
Maybe tranny training, you might say.
that doesn't make a lot of sense.
I don't know why I like to.
I
don't know why I do
that. Feelings doing that.
What? Who? Trans?
Just kidding.
Do they have feelings? I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
They have half and half feelings.
Oh.
Well, if you want to meet trannies, go to the apartment.
I don't
exactly
want to meet trannies.
Right. Yeah, this is free publicity
for
the apartment. If you're into it, from what I hear, go nuts.
Germans, if you're into it, because Germans are weird.
Oh, and it wasn't just Frankie who told me this either. The last time I went, which was with my brother, his friend, and my good friend, we were there. We were up dancing in the apartment, and there's always this like group of girls that are dancing kind of by themselves, and they look good, but they're always dancing by themselves. And you always see them when you walk up the stairs.
Them.
They're always near the entrance, and this one dude, you know, he just comes over. He's drunk. He sees us like one of us kind of eyeing one of them, and he just goes, "Hey," he just like screaming over the music right over in somebody's ear, "Hey, hey. Watch out for the trannies." And we're like, you know, I heard it. Well, yeah, exactly. But, you know, at the same time, you all perk up your ears. You take it seriously when somebody claims something like
right.
that.
Right. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
So you're just like, I'm not hitting on any girl.
Right. And we're like, which ones are you, you know, like, which ones are you talking about specifically right now? And he nods over to the group of girls, like the four of them. And he goes, "The ones that are too good to be true." That's what he says. And
maybe he's been through that experience.
That's what it seemed like.
That's
I'm like,
exactly
listen.
What happened,
I'm like,
man.
Listen, brother. Thank you for sharing the wisdom. I'm sorry. Whatever happened to you, it sounds horrible.
He's
but
doing a
thank
PSA.
You. Exactly. Thank right. you for sharing.
He's like, listen, everybody. Just before everyone goes, these are the trannies.
Exactly.
Okay,
big
right here.
Big neon arrow.
Right.
Okay. Stay away from these.
Let
packing,
everyone
that's
know.
Why he was packing drinking
tranny
so
much. Central.
Yeah, exactly.
Right here.
So yeah.
I will avoid the apartment now. Yeah. Well, no, I don't. I just. Well, I actually have gone to Lionhead's Pub, but not tranny.
Not upstairs.
The apartment. Already, I'm telling you, this
just calling
area.
It tranny. Yeah.
Right.
I used to go for the burgers.
I've never eaten there.
Yeah, they got good burgers there, man. Lionhead Pub.
Maybe it's like, you know, True Blood, where the tranny guy, maybe he's a chef. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, what's his face?
Lafayette.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Maybe the gays make great burgers.
That'd be interesting.
No one ever considers that.
Well, I think it would be more likely that the chef is great and he also happens to be gay. I don't think it's like the gays are better cooks. I think it's
why not?
Better cooks.
They're more like women.
Gay.
Women cook better. Boom, boom.
I wouldn't say women cook better. I've had some bad female meals.
That's because you're eating their vagina, and that's the main problem that you have right there, Don.
Yeah, I wish they'd pop it in the microwave.
Well,
because
she
a few
pops
more
it in there, right? Because she's putting it down there, and you're like, "Oh, have some rice-a-roni," and you're
is,
like,
"This is tepid. Warm
right.
us up."
Tepid, right?
This is right. room temp.
And what is this vinegar you have on there? What is that? I do not need fish and rice, lady. This is not what I want.
Good
I
Lord.
Do not want rice-a-roni.
Very,
yeah.
very sour. Very tart. Very tart.
What?
Veg.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it is.
Definitely got a... It does have kind of a fishy... Well, it's a fishy smell. It's not really a fishy taste.
No, it's more of a vinegar taste.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a lot of acid down there. There's acidity.
Well, of course.
Better believe it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they got to get rid of those spermies and whatnot.
It's the spermies.
What? That's...
Speaking of spermies, you'll like this one, though.
I'm sure
the
game,
since we were just talking about games, Dead Space. Did you ever play it? Came out like 2 years
ago. Yeah,
where
you
last
like have
year,
that laser gun and all the technical
there's
guys.
A lot of, yeah, there's a lot of different guns. There's a lot of different enemies, like
right.
species of enemies, and you're just like drifting through space
right.
on a ship, and you're like an engineer. You're supposed to like, you know.
You have a weird mask.
This. Yeah, something like that. The point is there's a lot of different enemies. There's a lot of different species of bad guys.
Right.
And so my friend, the guy who plays all the video games, he went through the game, played them, and he named... He didn't... You're not allowed to name them all, but he just
you're
had, came
allowed
up...
To.
He just came up with names
right.
for every, you know, species.
Right.
And there was one, the one that you just mentioned, the guys with, like, the wavy arms, and they're,
yeah.
like, sliding along the floor. He called these guys, to nobody in particular, Spermicide Glides. Yeah, and I,
right. That's good.
Yeah, I just I thought that was
that does fit.
It does, and it just
yeah.
he showed me a picture of one of them, a little video, and I almost died laughing. I thought that was just such a perfect. And he didn't, you know, he shared this with like two people.
I should share it with everyone.
That's what I feel like.
Yeah.
I put a blog post or something. Tell everybody that this bad guy in Dead Space is now for here and ever will be named.
Well, not to the 11 people that listen to this podcast.
Right. Now you know.
Right.
Now you know.
If, as long as you play
Dead Space,
and as long as you. have noticed that character, and as long as you speak English to the German and to the Japanese fellow.
Spermaceti Gladys.
Spermaceti Gladys. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Does he have any other funny names, or just no?
He did name a few others. I just I can't remember them. Spermaceti Gladys is the one who really just stuck.
Yeah. I'm sure it does.
I'm sure it does.
I'm sure it just sticks right to your pants.
You know what?
There's been a matter...
What?
I've beat off before school, and there's been a number of times where I'm like, is that jizz on my pants? I don't know what the hell's going on. Where I see like a stain, I'm like, what is this? And
it's
like,
probably jizz.
It's probably jizz. But
that's horrific.
Really?
Well, just the fact that you openly admitted that to me right now, that you beat off before school and come here sometimes with questionable stains on your pants.
Never shaking your hand again.
Ever.
Only my left hand, so you
and
can
you,
shake my
and
right
you
hand.
Were going to go off on me for using hand sanitizer. You beat off before school, walk through
and
here high-fiving everybody.
And then I'll go eat some great stuff.
That's horrible.
It's not that bad. It tastes delicious.
It's not that bad.
You don't notice it.
You don't notice it. You don't notice it.
You're like, okay.
As you're ingesting the food.
Well, yeah.
Horrific. Have you ever, because kind of a gross question, but have you ever beat off and gotten some on your face?
No. Oh, you know what? I think the first
Jesus
time I did.
Christ.
Kind of a gross question, I know.
How the hell
here's
would
the
you even
here's
do
thing.
That?
It's happened to me once.
That's
not
right.
Exaggerating.
I was
going to
say,
that's
no,
why
was
I asked.
It happened the first time I think I beat off, and I was like, what the hell does that just hit my chin?
The first time ever? Oh, man, that would have
Well,
because
I was laying
been.
Down and didn't have much gravity to take over. It was just like, you know. It was a long range
you
shot.
You were laying down?
Yeah, in my bed. What? Is that weird?
That's just visual. So fucking weird. No, I don't lay down.
Well, no, you stand up like a weirdo.
Now I do, but even at the first time, I was just seated on the couch watching the TV.
Yeah, okay.
Like a real person.
Like a real man.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, like a real man. No, and I didn't. No, well, I feel like a real man when
time.
I stand up afterwards.
What is that about? That's weird. Okay, but go ahead. What was the first? So I was going to say, I know I never did, but the first time I did actually hit my chin, I think. And I was going to say, the reason I'm laughing is because I know you have. Otherwise, you would not bring that up.
I wouldn't have brought it up, but I definitely did. And it wasn't the first time. It wasn't anything, but I'll always remember it.
Did
and
it just
like,
happen? Is that why you're bringing it up?
Even just, like building it up?
No, it didn't just happen. No, and this was when I was like, you know, 13 or 14.
Oh, so
there
wasn't
like,
much room. You were just like close to it. You know,
No. I was leaning back and I was on the couch and I just, you know, just had it and I was just beating off to porn.
I like the fact that you have to do the motion of what you're doing.
I do. It's
you're
part doing of telling a story.
You don't need to.
Well, you don't need to.
Did
I
say
sorry,
that when I was
beating
off, I was
doing... Okay, I don't make the sound effects because there are some things you just don't do.
Right.
Okay.
You have some class.
Right, exactly. Well, wait. Just wait for it. We'll see class. But anyway, I'm leaning back on the couch and I just, you know, I just... It happened and I just shot it and it went up and got me right on my glasses and right on the front of my face. And I was just in such shock. I just sat there. Until I was just dead, you know, like no wood or anything like that.
Right.
I'm just sitting there
just
on the couch, like,
your hand.
Oh my God, did that really just happen? Has that ever happened to anyone before? And then there was that moment when I'm like, should I taste it? Should I?
Oh
should
God,
I taste
no,
it?
No, you
what?
Weren't.
No, you
didn't. And I
no,
didn't.
You weren't.
It was
you
a second.
You did not
it was
think
a split
that.
Second
you
thought.
Did not think that.
It was a split
what
second
is
thought.
On?
It was a split second thought. What do you want? It was literally a centimeter from my tongue.
Oh
so
my
like,
God!
Get it away from
no.
your mouth.
I,
as
I went.
Fast
I went to the bathroom
and
I cleaned it after. As soon as I had the thought, I was like, no. And I got up and I cleaned it off. But I definitely had the thought, and it definitely happened to me. I'm grossed out. Saying,
Lou?
Oh,
Lou?
Jesus.
I'm gonna call it.
I don't know
about
him being gay, but I'm pretty sure he did taste it. And he just made that last part.
No,
I think he just made that last part up.
I more than anything want to believe that he didn't even think that he made that part up.
Yeah, that's my.
It's been so long
that's
now that it's possible.
That's what I'm
it's
gonna
so
believe
now that it's possible. Thank you, Lou,
what's
for
wrong with
at least trying to retain some.
Yeah, but that didn't happen.
Me,
you
but...
definitely was just like, oh, what is that? Oh no, what am I thinking?
It was a very. Traumatic experience all around.
But you don't make that jump to what does jizz taste like?
Well, it was like, this is never going to happen again. So
never. It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance. Never going to jizz into my
just
eye again.
You never ask a girl what it tastes like?
They always just say, like, oh, it tastes so great or whatever, because they just lie.
Fuck that. Sometimes they're like, Well, you know, when I had a girlfriend last time, and it was like long term, she would always tell me when it got sweeter and when, like, you know, she would ask me if I was eating something different, when, right, like, what was going on.
Is this the doctor?
What were you eating?
It was so that way she'd know what you ate.
Right,
you eat fat, it to so
yeah,
it'd be
no,
sweeter.
Yeah, no, that is what it was. She was like, you know, what's going on? What are you eating?
Okay.
That was a sound effect. I was waiting to do it, but I just didn't have the right time.
Well, I'm glad you found it. Okay, that's enough time.
I'm done now.
So that sounds like you stepped in it. Yeah, that. Sounds like you stepped
in
it.
Does this sound better? Like, okay. as a splat noise, is it like, or should it be?
Okay, is more cartoony.
I know it is. That's where it came from, when somebody gets the pie in the face and it's like.
Yeah, that's more cartoony.
Yeah, but when it's just like.
God, what is wrong with you? That's more realistic. Or,
yes.
That's good, too. Yep. You know what I mean?
I just wish it made a fucking sound effect, dude.
What do you want? It's not a kazoo.
I want that.
It's not a kazoo.
You could probably put it through
a kazoo. It may actually happen.
I doubt
it. It'd
probably
slow it down.
And you need to have a voice box to operate a kazoo.
Right.
I don't have a kazoo, so that's not. Yeah, I just wish. Because I feel like
you can
play
a soundtrack. You know what I mean? Like if you're near your computer, you may be like, you know, they have those soundboards that you can have.
That's way too much effort to be like, okay, here's the moment of ecstasy, and then
You train yourself, you can eventually get it.
I suppose if I just had my hand on the enter key and I just went like that.
There you go.
I could have any sound I wanted to.
Right. You can.
Could be a gunshot if I wanted
to. Oh, that'd be good.
That'd be fun. Yeah. Shotgun blast.
Right. Yeah, it'd be great.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'm gonna,
you know what? Like an M16, you know? Or like a hose. Get a hose sound going. Yeah.
That'd be weird. Oh,
like
yeah.
Like showering, you know
even
what I mean?
Even so.
What?
It'd make me think of like peeing on a girl.
Well, maybe then you eventually transit. After you're done jizzing, you're just like, oh, there's some pee coming out. What? No! And you just keep going.
Okay, just deal with
it.
Just deal with it. You know, that's one thing, though, that just makes me think about it. You know how girls in the sack, they're always just so willing to go with it? Like, they're willing to go with anything.
Just about.
And everything. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I really do. There have been times when I felt like if I did just open up and piss right now, like, I think she'd be pissed about it later.
Yeah.
But I think she would just go with it.
They don't say no in the moment, you know
exactly,
what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, if she's kneeing you in, like, if she's, like, you know, elbowing
that's,
you in the
that's
knee.
That's because they need that.
Yeah.
In order to come.
But if she's... What?
It's true.
Yeah, they need to feel dirty.
Absolutely. Are you serious? You know how many, like, nice, clean, straight-cut girls that you never expect just, like, go nuts and need you to talk dirty? Oh, are you kidding?
Need you to talk dirty?
Okay, well, maybe why don't you stop fucking around with Indian girls and go with a white girl and you'll find out the truth of it.
No. Because I don't like dirty talking because I find myself silly afterwards.
By the way, the 7-Eleven chick, I don't think she works there anymore.
Is she gone?
I think so.
What the hell's going on here?
I don't know. I don't like it.
That's a shame.
Like, you don't care.
No, I never saw her.
She's a mythic beast. Who tempted my soul.
I just think it's funny you compared her to a beast. Mythic anything.
Oh, she's mythic.
Mythical creature, you could have said.
Well, that's worse.
Mythical creature. Better that than a mythic beast. Because then no matter what, she's still a beast.
A mythical creature makes you think of a Loch Ness monster.
No, a mythical creature is like a unicorn.
Beast.
Medusa, maybe.
A mythical creature is like a unicorn.
Yeah. Or a mythical beast could be like a griffin, you know, with those.
Even so, you want to bang a griffin?
Yeah, but it's got that beautiful coat of, you know.
Coat of what?
No, they're feathers and whatnot, you know, or fur, you know.
Okay, what about it?
They look
what the
nice.
Hell's a griffin?
Okay. It's like a combo of a horse and an
eagle.
Here's
what we can't have a conversation about fiction with a Hispanic guy in the room. Because
what the hell's a griffin?
What does that have to do with weed or coke? All right. Can I measure?
Or lots of kids.
Right.
Right. Or low income job.
Or having a life and not being a douchebag.
Fair enough. Well put. That's
that
true. You're right. Knowing what a griffin is has not helped me thus far in my life.
Yeah, you're
so
never
you're
gonna get a
right.
chick going. So what's going on with Gryffindor? Yeah.
There is a vast Harry Potter following.
Yeah, but they're never like they're never super hot.
There's got to be one or two. There's got to be one or two.
They're already
reading the books.
They're already taken.
No.
Yeah,
there will be one out there that wants
you're not gonna find
to dress up and play Harry Potter while we fuck. And
right,
I will
but you'd
be
like,
only
hey Hermione, what's going on?
I'll cast all types of spells.
Right,
I will just be like,
I got this
explosions
cumus,
right, something like that.
I want to play with my magic wand.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. No, Lou's got it.
Right.
Yeah. That's exactly
see, this
what it'd be like.
This is, oh, my God.
I'm arriving. Levitus Maximus.
Why do you sound evil in that? All right, stop doing that goddamn sound. My God. Do black and Hispanic people just make everything into sex?
No.
What do you mean? Make everything into sex.
You're white and you're talking about
sex. You make everything into sex, too.
This whole podcast is about
always,
sex.
Always turns to it.
Because you're here, Lou, okay? If you weren't here, we'd just be talking about
I left the room for
wine and golf and
stocks. Stock portfolios.
And how to hold down the Mexicans and blacks.
Yeah, how to hold down the minorities, right?
How can we keep the invisible privilege real?
Oh.
How can we keep that?
That glass ceiling needs to be reinstalled.
It needs to be reinforced.
Right.
Soundproof. I don't even want to hear what's going
on up here. Man.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it needs to be.
Yeah.
Bulletproof.
We got a lot of guns.
Yeah, don't let them see what's going on. You know, paint that glass. You know, make it mirrored.
Tint it.
Exactly.
Tint it. Yeah, tint
Although you're going to have to hire a black person for that, so.
Yeah, we would. Even so, he'll just be above it for a minute.
Okay.
And,
then we
just
put him back down at the bottom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good.
Okay.
Tints go on the inside.
All right. That's
right. We want to be able to see down.
Right. Well, obviously, right. It's a one-way mirror.
One-way mirror.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, towards the blacks.
No, it's a two-way mirror. A two-way mirror is when you can see through one side and the other person only sees a mirror.
Then how is that two ways?
I have no idea.
It's a one-way.
Yeah, but that's what it's called. It's called a two-way mirror.
Thank you.
Yeah. Why is it called?
It is called a two-way mirror.
I have no idea, but it is.
Well, that's an idiot who named that then.
I think he was a genius because somehow he figured out how to melt glass so that it only showed one person one thing.
But he wasn't the naming person.
He wasn't the... Yeah, he had to have been.
Why?
Because you get to do that once you make something that cool.
Yeah, I don't really get that part.
What don't you get?
Well, the names coming up, like Mr. Chair. Everyone, as a kid, you're always like...
Mr. Chair.
As a kid, you're always like, how does this thing get its name? Was there a Mr. Chair?
I still think that. How did this get its
right.
name?
And you're like, is there a Mr. Table around who just said...
I never thought Mr. Okay,
I always thought
I wondered Mister? Who thought of this name, like right. Broccoli.
Yeah, it's probably Mr. Broccoli.
No.
Yeah, it was probably Mr. Broccoli.
Or Wall.
Yeah, how Mr. Wall. He made a wall. He was the first guy to...
Onomatopoeias, I can understand. It's like, you know, it is what it is. It's like, oh, hear that buzzing noise? What word did you just say?
Buzzing.
You hear that?
Because that's the sound
noise.
It's
that's
making.
A buzz. Yeah, that is a buzz.
Right, that makes sense.
Nice.
But how does a thing like a table get it, or a backpack?
A backpack.
Well, that makes sense. Actually, it's a back. It's on your back. It's a pack.
Yeah, but how do you get the word back?
Exactly. You see,
Mr.
it all
back
starts from
made
somewhere.
That as well as Mr. Back.
Wouldn't it have been fun to just be there at the beginning of everything and just like nothing has its name, go nuts?
But
you could be like, okay. For me, everything would be like pee and poop.
Right.
Or griffins.
P2.
We'd be talking into griffins right now.
Right. Right.
That's
why
true.
Why are you wearing that Medusa right now?
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
You just name things after mythical creatures, of course.
I would. I right. definitely would. And
I'm going to go running in my unicorns.
Is that okay
shoes.
With you guys?
Right.
Right. Those are shoes.
In case you're wondering, people. And he's not wearing, obviously. Oh, God. Our podcast has run so fucking long. We got to wrap this up. And I think after we made fun of the blacks and Latinos, there's really nothing better you can do.
True. You might see us next week, or you might find that we are both lying face down in a gutter walking to the train station.
Well, I think actually what's going to happen is that they're going to kill us with those lawnmowers
shivs.
And whatnot.
Oh.
You know.
No. Probably a broken lawnmower blade used as a shiv.
Right. Because they can do that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, I think probably a toothbrush. You know what I mean? That's better.
Filed to
a
point.
They do that a lot.
Yeah.
Blacks and Latinos.
In prison.
Yeah.
Not in real life. There are better blades out there. Like a machete.
No, I think they would. I think they would still use it just because they. Why would you want to buy one?
Machete.
All right, you're just gonna keep saying that, aren't
you're
you?
Right. Let's end the show.
Just keep doing it.
Machete.
Okay. Well, we'll just. I'll wrap up the show for everyone else. Thanks, Don.
Machete.
Thanks, Lou.
Machete.
Go ahead. I'm MJ, and I really don't think that anything can end this podcast better than what Don is about to say.
Machete.